Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do czwartego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Oh no, it's raining, and I only have this cap. Can I borrow your umbrella?
I'm afraid I left it at school yesterday. You can have my raincoat instead.
But it'll be too small for me.
Oh Tom, I'm sure it won't. I don't wear it because it's too big for me. Maybe it won't fit perfectly, but at least you won't get wet.
Okay. I promise to give it back to you tomorrow.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Oh no, it's raining, and I only have this cap. Can I borrow your umbrella?
I'm afraid I left it at school yesterday. You can have my raincoat instead.
But it'll be too small for me.
Oh, Tom, I'm sure it won't. I don't wear it because it's too big for me. Maybe it won't fit perfectly, but at least you won't get wet.
Okay. I promise to give it back to you tomorrow.
Tekst drugi.
Jack, I've nearly finished my presentation. But I still haven't found a good picture to start it with. Can you help me with that?
Sure. Let's look for something on the internet together. What about the picture with hands around animals?
It's fine, but it's more about pets, and my presentation is about taking care of the environment.
Okay, then try the picture with the earth.
Good idea. I like it.
Or maybe this one with a tree. What do you think?
The one with hands and our planet is better. I'll begin my presentation with that one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Jack, I've nearly finished my presentation, but I still haven't found a good picture to start it with. Can you help me with that?
Sure. Let's look for something on the internet together. What about the picture with hands around animals?
It's fine, but it's more about pets, and my presentation is about taking care of the environment.
Okay, then try the picture with the earth.
Good idea. I like it.
Or maybe this one with a tree. What do you think?
The one with hands and our planet is better. I'll begin my presentation with that one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tekst trzeci.
That was great.
Yes, better than I expected. When I read the book for English classes, I didn't like it. Here, I loved the action.
Yeah, I think the last scene was brilliant. Listen, we've got to leave now if we want to catch the 8:15 bus.
We will probably have to wait for the next bus. I think we should stay until people from the front rows start leaving. Look how many seats are taken. And I want to see who played the role of the teacher.
All right.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
That was great.
Yes, better than I expected. When I read the book for English classes, I didn't like it. Here, I loved the action.
Yeah, I think the last scene was brilliant. Listen, we've got to leave now if we want to catch the 8:15 bus.
We will probably have to wait for the next bus. I think we should stay until people from the front rows start leaving. Look how many seats are taken. And I want to see who played the role of the teacher.
All right.
Tekst czwarty.
A few months back, I was reading a book on my sofa when I found myself on an exotic island. I was lying on the beach, right next to the crystal clear water, and then I saw a friendly dolphin swimming towards me. Unfortunately, that was the end of the story, because suddenly my alarm clock went off and I woke up. But who knows? I might write a book about it one day.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
A few months back, I was reading a book on my sofa when I found myself on an exotic island. I was lying on the beach, right next to the crystal clear water. And then I saw a friendly dolphin swimming towards me. Unfortunately, that was the end of the story, because suddenly my alarm clock went off and I woke up. But who knows? I might write a book about it one day.
Tekst piąty.
You look worried, Anna. What's happened?
I've lost my bag.
Where did you last have it?
In the gym, I think. But I've checked and it's not there.
Maybe somebody took it by mistake. Ask your friends.
I did, but nobody knows anything about it.
And where did you go after the gym?
To the library. I wanted to talk to Mrs. Tanner about my essay.
Then you should go back to the library.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
You're it, Anna. What's happened?
I've lost my bag.
Where did you last have it?
In the gym, I think. But I've checked and it's not there.
Maybe somebody took it by mistake. Ask your friends.
I did. But nobody knows anything about it.
And where did you go after the gym?
To the library. I wanted to talk to Mrs. Tanner about my essay.
Then you should go back to the library.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I'm not a great fan of going shopping with my mum because she goes mainly to clothes shops. Fortunately, she doesn't mind shopping alone. And when she brings home jeans and t-shirts for me, they always fit perfectly. But I really enjoy shopping with my dad. We both like buying books and films, and we often ask for each other's opinion.
Wypowiedź druga.
Buying clothes with my mum is a bit difficult. She usually thinks my choices are strange. She says that the skirts I like are too short, sweaters too big, or she simply doesn't like the colours of the things I try on. I spend hours in the changing room trying on a million things. But in the end, we find a few things which I like and she accepts them.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
My parents love looking for clothes in the sales. They can always find something good at half price. In the shopping centre, we don't usually shop together. I normally say, I'll see you later, and then I go to the music or electronic shop. But I always make sure that they have their phones with them, just in case I need to call them. My parents also feel better when they know they can call me any time.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Every time I want to buy new shoes or clothes, my father says, let's wait for the sale and then we'll get it for less. But when Mom and Dad need a new smartphone or laptop, they never wait for the sales. Then they always ask me for advice, and they actually listen to what I say.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I'm not a great fan of going shopping with my mum because she goes mainly to shops. Fortunately, she doesn't mind shopping alone. And when she brings home jeans and t-shirts for me, they always fit perfectly. But I really enjoy shopping with my dad. We both like buying books and films, and we often ask for each other's opinion.
Wypowiedź druga.
Buying clothes with my mum is a bit difficult. She usually thinks my choices are strange. She says that the skirts I like are too short, sweaters too big, or she simply doesn't like the colours of the things I try on. I spend hours in the changing room trying on a million things, but in the end we find a few things which I like and she accepts them.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
My parents love looking for clothes in the sales. They can always find something good at half price. In the shopping centre, we don't usually shop together. I normally say, I'll see you later, and then I go to the music or electronic shop. But I always make sure that they have their phones with them, just in case I need to call them. My parents also feel better when they know they can call me any time.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Every time I want to buy new shoes or clothes, my father says, let's wait for the sale and then we'll get it for less. But when Mom and Dad need a new smartphone or laptop, they never wait for the sales. Then they always ask me for advice, and they actually listen to what I say.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Mary, do you want to play Dragon's Castle with me?
Dragon's Castle? What's that?
It's a computer game. You are a knight and you catch dragons. At the same time, on each level, you have to collect different things. On level 2, for example, you collect green stones, and on level 3, you pick up gold coins.
And what can I do with the things I collect?
You can use them to buy skills or magic animals.
Magic animals? What for?
They help you fight the dragons. After each fight that you win, the dragon gives you a key to a room in the castle.
And who wins the game?
The person who gets more keys than the other players. This player becomes the king of the castle.
Okay, let's start.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mary, do you want to play Dragon's Castle with me?
Dragon's Castle? What's that?
It's a computer game. You are a knight and you catch dragons. At the same time, on each level, you have to collect different things. On level 2, for example, you collect green stones, and on level 3, you pick up gold coins.
And what can I do with the things I collect?
You can use them to buy skills or magic animals.
Magic animals? What for?
They help you fight the dragons. After each fight that you win, the dragon gives you a key to a room in the castle.
And who wins the game?
The person who gets more keys than the other players. This player becomes the king of the castle.
Okay, let's start.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
How are you feeling today?
Wypowiedź druga.
So what about these pills?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
When did you start to feel so bad?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I need to see Dr. Keats today.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
How are you feeling today?
Wypowiedź druga.
So what about these pills?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
When did you start to feel so bad?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I need to see Dr. Keats today.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.